Time again for Tripper's Locker Room with award-winning play-by-play announcer Richard Tripp, featuring coaches and student-athletes from Las Vegas, Mora, Becos, and all around the state of New Mexico. Tripper's Locker Room, Mondays at 1 p.m. on 540 KNMX. And now, here's Richard Tripp.
Thank you very much, Mr. Paul Ware and Claudio Tapia, and welcome everybody to our final edition of the school year of Tripper's Locker Room right here on 540 KNMX. We'll be coming off and on this summer with other special events. Of course, there's a lot of activity going on this summer involving perhaps All-Stars, North-South All-Star games coming up. So off and on, Tripper's Locker Room will be back. But as far as on a regular basis, we are going to wrap up the 2012-13 school year, and I'm joined by very special guest Dave Kavanaugh from the Las Vegas Optic. And what we're going to be doing is kind of like discussing going back and talking about the season, starting with football, of course, the fall sports, going into the winter, the spring, kind of look into our crystal balls, if you will, and look ahead to the 13-14 school year and kind of recap things and kind of go through our likes and dislikes, our opinions, without getting too much into it. But Dave, welcome to the show. You and I were talking before. You've kind of done this before, so kind of welcome back to radio a little bit.
Yeah, the face for radio, you guys are always joking about that. that's I'm better behind the scenes, definitely. But great to be here with you, Tripp. You're pretty much the most popular guy in town, I think.
I don't know, but thanks, Dave. Of course, we're also joined by a very special guest as well, off to your left.
That's right. She's my trusty sidekick, Tatiana, my daughter, and she's always with me for a lot of these games. And so I have her taking notes, so one of these days she can take over for me, and I can just relax, go to the concession stand.
Of course, Tatiana, we were talking before, and she doesn't want to talk into the microphone, but she's had a pretty good soccer career so far. And you're coaching as well.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Yeah, I get to taste the other side now. It's quite an adventure.
It is. Coaching is an adventure. Well, Dave, let's kind of get started here, you know, and again, you know, we're just going to discuss what happened during the course of the school year. We have a full hour if we want, and we may take a break somewhere on 1:30, let Claudio play a commercial or two, and, you know, let's kind of start off things, you know, kind of recapping, you know, the football season, of course. You know, if we go school by school in our area, perhaps the most successful team was Santa Rosa, you know, going off on a three-peat. This is their third consecutive state championship in football. New Mexico Highlands had a good football season at 8-3. Robertson won the district again, but losing to Ruidoso, West Las Vegas, you know, started slow but came on strong towards the end. You know, so, you know, football season to start there, Dave. You know, you brought some notes as well. Kind of, you know, give us your thoughts on the football season.
Well, you're right. And starting with Santa Rosa, like you said, they're just such a juggernaut. I mean, their program, they just continually reload. Every year they're in that kind of mode, it seems like, mm-hmm. especially in recent years. They just have such a great system, good coach. You know, what more can you say about them? They're just dominant. And what's cool is I personally like to see the local teams here in town take them on a couple of times.
Yeah.
Even though they're you know, they're a 2A school, they're no joke at all. They're a very good team.
You know, Santa Rosa, Mario Ortiz, I believe their head coach, is a graduate of Highlands, played at New Mexico Highlands as well. I mean, he took over for Frank Ortiz. And, man, like you say, it's just a juggernaut. You know, I remember back in the day when Santa Rosa would play Weston Roberts. I know they went back to playing Robertson a couple of times, you know, but you're right in saying it's just a juggernaut over there. And for Weston Robertson, you know, Robertson had a pretty good year again winning the district. They were very young. In fact, both Weston and Robertson were kind of young, you know, and Robertson started a lot of freshmen this year. West was very young as well with the new head coach, Roberto Laracon. You know, what did you kind of take from those two teams?
Good question. You know, Robertson, their kind of approach was to, you know, play some tough teams very mm-hmm. early on. They're very, very rigorous schedule at Lovington. You got Portales, that a little bit of a down year, but they're, you know, typically one of the better teams in the state. They still got St. Mike's on the schedule. They had Santa Rosa that you just mentioned, which, you know, some people kind of looked at that on the schedule initially, but they certainly lived up to the billing as being a very good team. So, Robertson, I talk with Coach Gonzalez all the time, and he's really big on playing tough teams early. But like you said, they're a young team, they're a young group. they got banged up in a lot of those games, and so by the time they got to district, they're kind of limping in toward the finish line there. But but they still did very
you
well.
Ask you another question. I want to jump back to the legislature and
hear
again.
All the comments
got,
the governor made. It,
less senators, less representatives
today,
because
she
of
talked
the population
a little bit about
sort
the
of
issues
migrating
surrounding
west,
the water
so
crisis
in, words,
in our community.
Our senator goes from
and I guess the county
almost all in Colorado,
okay,
and,
governor.
And I'm going
to
say
the
representative
is
probably close to that
because
everything's starting to shrink on this side of the
situation.
Would you and
we actually need more
help
our community
number-wise
well,
to try and get some things happening
to make sure
up here.
That,
and I think
and
with
have
you
been
and
working
the
with
of
the city
we have an opportunity
Las
to sort of balance
the county
that
of San Miguel
because it's easy to
dam,
settle the money to
first on
the Rio Grande Corridor and in
sure
some cases
that,
Albuquerque
you were able to
have more population.
Water,
so we're going
to
need you
to
continue to be the referee and make sure that we get our fair share because it's getting sort of interesting with smaller populations up here in northeastern New Mexico.
But now we've moved to the Broadnut Dam and we provided $1.8 million so that they
hopefully
can
we have
design
the resources to continue
the
to grow.
Dam
any
so
idea
can
how we can sort
of
continue to work
just,
with some of that?
You know, absolutely. I think certainly
that they do
the people that live
I think
in
that is
San Miguel County
in a drought
and
season.
In
it
Las
is a severe and serious
they need to
situation.
Call and
we don't have
email.
The rain that we're getting that we should be getting in order to fill a story like
and saying we want you to fight for this. We need this sort of infrastructure, our water system.
Make sure the leaders like Mayor Ortiz.
I know that there is
in
a lawsuit
currently.
Fe,
he is your best lobbyist. That,
we are
and he
doesn't
get paid too much
water
for doing
to Texas,
it,
but he lobbied
to
and made sure
water,
that 14
it was a settlement
million
that had
dollars
taken place
Las Vegas
with the state
in infrastructure
however,
dollars.
There
the
is a lawsuit now
roads,
that is pending to say we need to keep more
of our
to
have
water
someone
and not
a leader like that
as much water to
that
Texas.
Makes sure
but
that
it's a very complicated issue
because
are taken to the governor and the
legislators
by law
and these are the things that we're needing
and then we have to turn
constantly on Texas
to make sure that those needs are met.
To make
that's what he did.
He
did a fabulous job and brought back $4.5 million
to this
the courtroom.
Well, that's great.
Some of these cases
for actually now that I'm thinking about it, Las Cruces,
and so
Senator Joe Cervantes, who was
on how much
first
water
representative,
has to keep
now
going
senator.
Down that river
I landed up
throughout our
being
state
in
and throughout
leadership New Mexico
from Colorado to New Mexico.
That was before
Texas.
he was in the
so
county
the
commission,
going
I think,
to be,
before.
Are we going to win that
and I'll tell you what, he's moved up pretty good. How's he doing?
He's doing well. I've known Joseph for a long time. He's a lawyer in the community where I was a prosecutor, and I've known him to be a friend, and I think he's doing pretty well.
And I'm not Senator Bill Burt, radio guy in Alamogordo. If they get into
Bill Burt, he's doing well too. He's doing well. He
well,
got reelected.
We've done that
and
before
we're glad
when
they have had
one that I appointed.
Yes,
and
I
then
he ended
up
getting elected
potable
so we're
water
glad to,
have
to the
community.
He's one of the past chairs, so
I
guess what they do, they have all the past chair of the broadcaster's board at the table now. So we land up, me and Al Neumeier
and
Bill sort of hang out together when we get to our convention because once you pass all the chairs, you get to go sit down.
Ask you about some
the older
you've been
person
table.
In fact,
the mayor
Governor, anything else you'd like to leave our listeners with? I know your schedule's tight,
that's
and I appreciate the time you spent with us here today.
Congratulations.
I'm excited about the news you're going to have for us tomorrow morning.
But
anything else you want to leave our listeners with?
Just
a matter of time.
I just wanted to let everyone know that
it was
really exciting to be in Las Vegas today and
you and your office.
Visiting folks, making sure that we got to go to school. We went to the several radio stations
and
the newspaper.
Hopefully it'll make it to the front of their mind. It'll come and visit.
That's right. And that's what was about today
community
in
New Mexico
college.
True.
Going back to Charlie,
that
it's
an amazing center that
highlight
they have there.
The restaurants, highlight
but
the places
I really
to go
do
New Mexico,
appreciate
to experience
New
Mexico.
Willingness to communicate with
we
me,
have a beautiful
leaders.
State here.
What is
we
needed
want
to make sure
that
Las Vegas
are
continues to thrive.
Come and visit, but
you know,
New Mexicans
at,
to travel around and get to know the rest of our state.
Media
it's a place to really enjoy.
It's new facility next to
tell me about graduation. Our
producer son,
Francisco,
graduated today from
kindergarten.
What did you think of that?
It was amazing. Los Niños Elementary School had their little kindergartners graduating today, and they all had their little caps and gowns.
We've already got it.
And
we might as well finish
it.
It's not in the
had,
same situation
very
up in,
proud
in
parents
County,
and grandparents
which I know
and aunts and uncles
folks
watching.
To try and, get but
and they
if you get an
are
opportunity,
Spanish.
You ought to tell the senator to show you
school.
The new
and it was
the
fabulous
new education
to hear them speak the
media
Spanish
center,
language
I guess,
so
that they
well.
Put together up there for the last number of years. And that just that close to getting completed. Governor, we want to thank you again for being with us here at 540 KNMX. Please give us a heads up when you're up here.
Maybe we
can get some tougher questions for you the next time. But nonetheless, thank you. And also thank Mayor Ortiz for being with us today. And we keep putting him on the hot seat almost all the time. But we appreciate you being here with us.
Well, he's a great advocate for the folks of Las Vegas, and I appreciate him. His candor, when he talks to me and asks me what is needed, he puts it in, you know, priority order and says, look, this is what we really need, and just this one thing or these 10 things that we really need. He's a great advocate for your community.
Thank you very much, Governor.
You're welcome.
Governor Susana Martinez right here in 540 KMX. Claudio, we're going to turn it back to you.